From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
My best friends are Samantha and Casey. We like high heels and princess gowns.
There's a new children's book out. It's called I Am Jazz, and it's about being transgender.
But I'm not exactly like Samantha and Casey. I have a girl brain, but a boy body. This is called transgender.
It's by two people from South Florida. One's a grown-up, Jessica Herthel. She's the director of the Stonewall National Education Project. And one's the kid you just heard.
My name is Jazz, and I am turning 14.
Actually, Jazz turned 14 on Monday. She was diagnosed as transgender when she was 3. On the book, her last name is Jennings, but that's a pseudonym. Her family says it's to protect her safety. Jazz recorded herself at home on her iPhone, and Jessica came by our studios. The book looks so much like other children's books, and it reads that way, too, in terms of the tone, but not in terms of the story. What were you going for in telling the story in this way?
I had written 6 different manuscripts for the book, and I was using Jazz's YouTube videos from the time she was 5 years old as the inspiration.
I have a girl brain and boy body, and I think like a girl, but I just have a boy body.
And we had gotten advice from a couple of friends of ours who are in the book writing business. It has to have an arc. It has to be Jazz goes to the zoo, Jazz goes to the movies. And it just didn't feel right to me as an introductory book. I said, it should be in the first person. It should be, I am proud. Let's just try it and see if a publisher would believe that this is a teaching tool as well as a story.
And was it hard to find a publisher for this book? What was that process like?
It was hard, and I was intimidated, and we came very close to self-publishing. And through a series of introductions, and this is it's not what you know, it's who you know, we met some people at Penguin, and I kind of charmed my way up to the top, and someone said, okay, we'll take a chance on this. I think that the time is right.
So, Jazz, what kinds of reaction have you gotten from other kids, whether they're trans kids or not trans kids?
Well, I've always been a really open person. Most of my friends, peers, or adults that live in the community, they're really supportive about the book.
What about, like, the teachers at school? How have they been?
Well, it was harder in elementary school because I wasn't allowed to use the girls' restroom. I had to go to the nurse's bathroom where kids are vomiting. So I would actually hold in my pants and I would end up peeing myself. But now that I'm in middle school, the staff is just incredible. There's a dean of students that whenever someone says something bad about me, or he'll deal with it right away.
One way that transgender kids often express that they feel like the gender other than what they were born as is through really traditional gender-specific toys and clothing and the way they play. I mean, in the book, Jazz loves pink. She loves mermaids. She loves dresses. So what do you make of that?
I think the only thing I've ever come across that even bordered on a critique was, this is a very binary view of gender. Jazz is a girl, and we know that because she likes pink and mermaids. But the truth was, she did like pink and mermaids. And I think that as a result of my parenting of 3 girls, I can tell you that you can put a lot of different toys in front of kids, and what they gravitate towards is what they gravitate towards.
The book is I Am Jazz by Jessica Herthel and Jazz Jennings. Jessica will be talking about the book tonight at 7 o'clock at the Stonewall Gallery in Wilton Manors. The proceeds from the book go to a foundation Jazz's family started to help other transgender kids.
The Trans Kids Purple Rainbow Foundation.
Also, Jazz makes mermaid tails you can actually swim in.
Out of silicone rubber with sculptures, molds, and put it all together, airbrush it with a beautiful coat of paint.
You can see those mermaid tales at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.